weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with our guest, the great folks from the Mojave County Minutemen and Mojave County Oath Keepers. This is just like an army massing on your border. In 1939, the Germans began to mass on the Polish border. The Poles said, "Why are you going to attack us?" Hitler said, "I'm not going to attack." Then Hitler staged a terror attack against his own military base on the Polish border. Gliwice blamed it on the Poles and invaded. That's now declassified and public. And just all these years, secret military operations, paying off county commissioners, paying off mayors, the army coming with satchels, in some cases up to $1 million, buying off mayors. And I went, why would the army be doing that? And I found out they'd done that in third world countries, mainly Latin America and Middle East and Africa, before they would overall take them over. And so then I talked to military people, got declassified documents, talked to congressmen, talked to JAG officers, retired judge advocate generals, agreeing with me that this was preparation for martial law. And now suddenly troops all over, open announcements, we were right. It's totally criminal. But they're going to do acclimation drills that look reasonable. Oh, we're helping search people going in the football stadium. Oh, we're helping with the Kentucky Derby. Oh, we're helping on the subways. Oh, we're helping in your small town. Oh, the Army is helping the local police. Oh, they're helping the local high school. Oh, they're helping the local charity. And the local green assessment group in Austin that's going to control the carbon system. It's a former Black Ops commander from the Army runs Austin, and he said, this is our mission in Austin. I mean, they're everywhere. They are taking over America. And the higher-ups know what they're doing. The low-levels don't. In closing comments, Luca and Bridget.
Okay, I want to say one thing. First of all, I have no problem to say my first and last name. All I wanted to spell it out right. My name is Luca Zanna. Z as zebra, A as America, N as Nancy, Nancy, America. Because there's a best thing we can do here. Let them know that we are not afraid. Okay, we are not afraid. We're going to expose them. Because if we feel like we're going to, if they think that we're afraid, it's like a dog. If you turn the butt, that's going to go for the trot. We're going to go all the way. And so much that we're going to make more reports. And we need to try to inform everybody, sheriff of the county. I already spoke yesterday with the sheriff. I'm going tomorrow to speak with the mayor. We need to be on the public, online.
What did the sheriff say to you, Luca?
Well, the sheriff is a nice man. I must admit that he's a good guy. We have a good report. But now it's not what he says. It's what he's going to do. Because, you know, he said pretty much he agrees with me. I asked him about if he has anything missing parts about the exception in the posse comitatus, why the National Guard could be used.
And we have to point out, just like they use Marines at the mass shooting in Alabama, we have to point out that this is wrong, or they'll set the precedent it's right. And I agree with you. We got to go to city councils everywhere preemptively. Because notice all these mayors are saying they want martial law. Arkansas, yes. New York, yes. It's happening.
I ask a favor to all the info warriors. This is somehow we need to help each other. And we need to call the National Guard office here because they hang up on us. And that's not right. Bridget, give the phone
Alex,
number.
Alex, can I give the number? Because it's just shocking how I was treated. Can I give that number out?
Yes, give their number and say you may be ignorant and not know you're engaged in treason and an acclimation operation, but be polite, but say we are going to stand for the Republic. Yes, give
exactly,
out.
Exactly, because that's exactly what was going on. The number is 928-773-3161.
Give it again.
928-773-3161. 3161, that's the Kingman, Arizona National Guard.
And folks should call Camp Mabry. I know they're involved in all sorts of black ops here in town. I've got that confirmed. And let them know we know what they're doing. We're not stupid.
Exactly.
And you know what, Alex, one last thing. That is so important. We were, I hate to say this, but we were kind of stupid until about 4 years ago, until we found you. And I know everybody says this, but you kind of saved our lives. Completely changed our lives in the last 4 years. And these people, like the woman who answers the phone at the National Guard, she was shocked to hear a citizen calling and using the words like posse comitatus. People need to do it.
Let me say body on the other side, and we're going to go to Dr. Stan Monteith. We'll go ahead and get him online now. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just listening to the ad, Rand. It's a local, so a lot of stations probably didn't hear it, but it's the eFoods Direct ad that I cut a year and a half ago. And I said, will you have storable foods or will you be forced to go to the inoculation centers? Now, how did I make an ad a year and a half ago saying they would be trying to forcibly inoculate you with inoculation centers now being announced, now as they ease it out there? Because we got the secret FEMA training manuals 3 years ago, a year and a half before it was declassified, of the tens of thousands of clergy being secretly hired by FEMA. And the training manual said, tell them it's of God to turn your guns in. It's of God to go to the FEMA camp and be inoculated, to submit. It's of God to do all of this. And so we then knew that was one of their main battle plans. Then in January, we saw them telling local police, get ready for martial law, the flu's coming. That's why we knew when January rolled into April, and then it came out, we knew it was level 6 3 months before it became mainstream news. And we've warned so many people about what's happening that it's going to be hard for the globalists to carry this out. We're going to go to Dr. Stan Monteith in one moment, but finishing up with Luca and Bridget from Mojave County Minutemen and Mojave County Oath Keepers. Final comments from both of you.
Alex, I want to say one thing. We need to be proactive, as you know, as you say. Information is the first weapon, and then we need also stuff to make this information active in the community. Otherwise, if we keep it for ourselves, it's not the only thing. One important thing we're doing this Saturday and Sunday, and this is part of the knowledge we must know. We have apple seed coming in Kingman. It's free class of a clinic how to become a rifleman for women and for teenagers till 21, and also for all the people in active duty. Please come. I will post the information on MojaveMinuteMen.com, because this is not the way we're going to somehow prepare for what's coming. We need to know the information, but also we need to know the skills that our founder's father had.
And pray for the best, but hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Exactly.
And just what for me is just like Lucas said, I'm going to do Appleseed. You know, we're aware. We open our mouths. We ask questions. We're not afraid. We learn to shoot. We don't shut up. We're learning everything we can. We're spreading the word. And if the New World Order thinks that they're going to be able to take us over without a fight, I think they miscalculated that there's too many people just like us from coast to coast. They're going to have a big, fat fight on their hands if they want to.
Well, they're going to stage events, though. They're going to kill their own troops and blame it on us. They're going to bomb federal buildings and blame it on us. We're going into a very dark time. But remember, we know they did it, just like Hitler with Gleiwitz and Reichstag. We know they're staging the events. We know they've released the flu. We know they're staging all of this. This is only another big drill, in my opinion. God bless you. We'll continue to check in with you as things develop. Take care of yourselves.
We love you, Alex.
We love you, Alex.
We love you taking action as well. And, folks, go to city councils. Go to county commissioners. I remember in 1999, the SWAT team came in and threatened me at a county commissioner's meeting not to speak. It was on video, on TV. I said, I'm going to speak. Then after the SWAT team commander, it was in the same county commissioner building, asked me, it was actually across the street. He said, please come to my office. And he said, look, I'm a Vietnam vet. There's not going to be troops in Austin. There's no martial law coming. He said, I would never allow that. Lieutenant Beck, they later got mad at him and ran him out because he said things like this. And I said, listen to me. They're paying off police chiefs. And I gave him videos of it. Police chiefs I interviewed, they tried to pay off. San Antonio police chief. And I said, Delta Force will visit you. They're visiting all the major cities now. Austin was about 700,000 people then. I said, they're going to come to you soon. He laughed at me. A couple months later, he calls up and says, can you come to my office? He goes, here's Delta Force's card. He said, everything you said is true. Tell me more. And then he said, how do you know all this being so young? So I was like 24 or something. I don't remember how old I was. Yeah, about 24, 25. I looked really young. And he said, who are you with? Are you with the government? Is this a thing in the government fighting each other? And I said, no, I'm with the American people. I mean, they just can't believe that citizens would be involved and informed in running counterintelligence against this global corporate takeover. Look, somebody's got to do it. I never claimed to have all the answers or be the best at this. We're just a ragtag group going toe-to-toe with the New World Order and their psyops. But if you just start understanding, everything they say is the opposite. Everything they say is a lie or a distortion. I've got mainstream news we're going to cover with Dr. Monteef admitting that they chose a plastic of thousands of plastic formulas for worldwide adoption in the 60s that sterilizes the men. The White House science czar admits they're putting this stuff in the water. That they want, I mean, folks, the military and the police, I'm not your enemy. I don't have some macho head up thing of fantasy of having war with you. I hate what you do, though. I hate your ignorance. I hate your denial. I just wish you'd research. This is important. This is real. Let's go to Dr. Stan Monteef. He's led a delegation of physicians from Santa Cruz County to the House of Delegates of California Medical Association for 10 years. He's led the battle within organized medicine in California to address AIDS epidemic. This is an old bio. And he's a talk show host on Genesis, written a bunch of best-selling books, made videos, made films. He's a medical doctor, been doing this for over 40 years, fighting the New World Order, an expert on the eugenics, an expert on AIDS being engineered, and an expert on what's happening with this flu. For the balance of the hour, Dr. Stan Monteef joins us. Doctor, it's good to have you on with us.
It's great to be with you, Alex. And this is an exciting time because, you know, I'm getting all sorts of emails from people in the healthcare industry who are saying, look, they're threatening to take away my job. They're threatening to take away my pension if I won't take this vaccine. And I say, do not take it. Just tell them you're going to sue them. Get the other people.
Dr. Monteef? All right, we just lost his phone line. Yes, they've denied the last month that they're ordering people to take shots and it's forced. Now they're having to admit it slowly. But again, they deny it to the last minute so we can't build opposition. If an army's about to attack you, they want to sneak up. They don't want you to know they're coming. And this is what they're doing. And while we're getting Dr. Monteith back on the line, MAAC organizes Pittsburgh security for G20. It says the FBI and Secret Service are running it along with the Army. Now, we saw this in 99 in Seattle. When I knew the Army was running this 2 weeks before, I said they're going to stage riots. And then it came out, the police had to admit later, 50 anarchists were flown in, funded by a big foundation. This is all in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, we released in 2000. If you want to see the documentation. And they flew them in. And they had them attack police before the news cameras to then set the pretext to attack everybody. Delta Force ran that as well. That was in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Seattle Times. It was in all three of the papers in Seattle. Seattle Times, Post-Intelligencer, and the other one. That's all in Police State 2. The takeover. This is the takeover. And they know incremental is hard to beat. It's like a frog in cold water. He won't jump out. You turn it up slowly, he'll boil to death. You throw him in hot water, he'll jump out. That old analogy. And the troops are brainwashed. The police are brainwashed. The public's brainwashed. And I told you over a decade ago, the big takeover would come when they fully bankrupted the economy. Dr. Monteith, we lost you there, and your phone's real low. Can you speak up?
Okay, how is that? Is that good?
Good. Start over. You're saying an exciting time to be alive.
Well, it certainly is. But, you know, really with this whole thing on the swine flu, everybody or most people have missed this article that appeared in the New York Times on the 12th of September, and they quote a number of leading epidemiologists who have said that, you know, they got a great vaccine, but the problem is the epidemic's going to be over. It's going to be peaked out before the vaccine's available in the middle of next month. And that really is true. In fact, I emailed or just talked to Mr. Hartman, and hopefully he'll have those figures off the CDC webpage. You can see that it's already peaked. It is its highest level. They call it widespread level 5. In almost 20 states as of about 2 weeks ago, it's already peaked and declining. The incidence of the new infections in California, this disease is so mild that most people who get it don't even know they've been ill. And what they've done is a bait and switch on the vaccine. The article that they utilized to demonstrate that the vaccine effect was effective was published in the New England Journal of Medicine on the 10th of September. It's called A Trial of Influenza, AH1N1 2009, monovalent adjuvanted vaccine. In other words, they used an adjuvanted vaccine in Australia to prove that the vaccine works, but they're not going to give an adjuvanted vaccine in the United States, at least. They're afraid to because they know there's so much opposition to it, and because it's not licensed in the United States. So they used one vaccine and said, gee, look how great it works. And then first they're going to use a different vaccine in the United States.
Well, doctor, I want to walk through all this with you, but also from your years of researching this eugenics order of darkness, brotherhood of darkness, as your book title states it, what do you think the master plan here is? This is a giant drill for federalization and nation states to go under UN level 6 control, or could this be something bigger?
It may be a trial. It may be an effort to make $40 billion for the pharmaceutical industry. Certainly, they're going to do tremendous damage to a large segment of our population because the CDC is mandating that this vaccine, or at least suggesting the vaccine, be given to every pregnant woman. Whereas if you read the material from the manufacturers of the vaccine here in the United States and throughout the world, they say, don't give it to pregnant women. The CDC is saying it ought to be given to all children starting at 2 years of age. The manufacturers are saying don't give it to children less than 4 years of age. They get into all sorts of problems with it. And they don't want to give us one shot of the vaccine. They want to give two shots of the swine flu vaccine and two shots of the influenza vaccine. So that's the seasonal regular.
Well, stay there. You're a medical doctor, an expert on eugenics. I want to get into their larger master plan as well and take phone calls. Dr. Stan Monteith of Radio Liberty, his ministry, joins us today. We'll be right back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Medical doctor, Dr. Stan Monteith, joins us for the rest of the hour. We're going to take some of your phone calls on the swine flu, your questions, your comments. When we open the phones up, doctor, unlimited amounts, as many as we can take, nurses and husbands and wives of nurses being ordered to take another fired, nurses who've been fired. We're going to have a lady on today, but she kind of chickened out. I don't blame her. But we have the letters where they're being threatened. It's in the news. They're now being fired. But there's not even a law. They're using regulations, and Obama's lying, saying they're not trying to make this mandatory. Open discussions on CNN and Fox about using the military to forcibly inoculate us. But you gave us the CDC, Center for Disease Control, map. We'll put that up on screen. They admit it's supposed to peak middle of next month. It's basically already peaked. It doesn't even go up much. This is a very mild flu, as you said. So why do they want us to take this vaccine so bad?
toxic. It destroys the fertility. It controls, destroys the mind, destroys the endocrine system. There is no safe dose of mercury, and yet they're going to give it. They want everybody to take a swine flu shot with a full dose of mercury, a regular flu shot with the regular dose of mercury. They want every pregnant woman to take these shots. They want to give two shots of swine flu and two shots of the regular influenza vaccine to every child less than 10 years of age.
Is this not precedent setting where they're ordering medical workers to take the standard flu shot?
Oh, it absolutely is. Well, I don't know about the standard flu shot. They've always recommended that.
No, no, they're ordering that. I've got the letters. I've got the letters from major hospital chains. They are firing people that don't take it.
Well, basically, of course, this is going to produce terrible damage, first of all, because it does contain the mercury. A lot of people never have gotten the flu until they take a flu shot. They've been recommending for years that medical personnel take the seasonal flu. Now, that's not the H1N1. It's the seasonal, and most people won't take it because they know it makes them sick and it doesn't do any good. The vast majority of doctors in this country do not believe in the influenza. The regular,
and that's in national polls. And everybody mouth to mouth, person to person, knows that I took the flu shot and almost died. I mean, my mother, that happened to her. Everybody I know has their horrible flu shot story.
And, of course, this promotes Guillain-Barré disease. It produces all sorts of medical problems. And they said they have been trying to sell it to the American people, and yet so many people have been crippled or had permanent damage to their immunity. You have to understand that the whole idea of vaccines is to stimulate the immune system. And this is one reason why we have so much autoimmune disease in America. We're talking about rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Sjogren's disease, certain types of thyroiditis, chronic bowel symptoms. It's because they've overstimulated the immune
system. Eczema.
Absolutely. And then, of course, what you have to understand, we could start with simply an alphabetical approach to this. A, that you get asthma, and you get allergies, and you get autoimmune disease. Do you realize that in the United States today, one in nine children has asthma? You don't see this in the Amish children because they aren't required to take the vaccines, or they just refuse to take the vaccine. There's been an explosion of autoimmune disease. There's an explosion of eczema and asthma, as you point out. And then, of course, the mercury in the vaccine attacks the brain. And this is why today in the United States, one in six children, according to the CDC, their own figures, one in six children has either a learning disability or a neurodevelopmental abnormality. One in six American children. You don't see this in children who don't take the vaccines. They're destroying the minds and lives of our children.
Which is what the top eugenicists like H.G. Wells and Bertrand Russell and John P. Holdren said they would do.
Absolutely. In fact, if you read, and we have the book, people can get it. It's called The Impact of Science on Society, written by Bertrand Russell. And he comments there by diet, injections, and injunctions, we will so alter the mind of the child that they will not be able to differ from the things that they were taught by the schoolmaster. By diet, injections, and injunctions. What are they going to put in the diet? Why they put aspartame in the diet that has an impact on the mind, but we could talk for hours on that, produces cancer. But then they put, of course, the mercury that they're giving our kids in the injections. They know that this destroys the mind. You realize that today in America, we have 5 million people with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. In all of China, with 4 times our population, they've only got a little over 5.5 million people. Why?
And it gets worse than that.
Here?
Stay there. Dr. Long's segment coming up. It gets worse than that. Our diabetes level, everything. We're going to talk about that with medical doctor, Dr. Stan Monteith, on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of the
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life.
Mike, Chris, Susan, Dan,
it's
Mark.
One need.
Dan's calling from the Philippines. We're going to get your calls to Dr. Monteith here in a few minutes. We're going to have him back up next week if he can do it to get more into eugenics with us.
It leaves you, baby, if you don't care.
Doctor, separately from the whole flu situation, I mean, you mentioned Alzheimer's. They now have this early onset of it when you're 35, 40 years old.
Sure.
You mentioned that we have more brain disorders than people in China, more Alzheimer's. I mean, they're killing us. We know it's designed. They stated they would do it. They write giant textbooks on it, like eco-science bragging about it. And how do we defeat this? They control the main churches. They control the corporations. They don't just want a world government. That's the means to the end, as John P. Holdren, White House science czar, says, as he states, a planetary government, a planetary regime. Dr. Pianka says it. Peter Singer says it. They all say it. Ehrlich says it, George Bush Sr.'s advisor, that they're going to have a world government to carry out our orderly extermination, testing soft kill weapons. As we die, they train us it's normal. They pose as the saviors. They have marches and marathons to fund research, which is actually funding how to kill us. You're a medical doctor who discovered this decades ago. It appears all the evidence shows they're expanding their eugenics operations to more of a hot kill, fast kill now. And the Reuters has got a big article out saying, oh, there'll be millions of deaths this year. People will think they take the shot and die. But no, there'll be no adverse reactions. It's impossible. They're telling doctors if someone dies after they take it or becomes paralyzed, the shot didn't do it. It appears they're preemptively studying how to roll this out successfully, just like Gardasil and kill and maim us and sterilize us and then get away with it.
Well, I think that the probably the vaccine that they're going to give in Europe will be more dangerous than the one that they're going to give here, because the one they're going to use in Europe is a squalene one that was licensed to give to people over 65. They're going to give it to the whole population. And then, of course, there was an article in Global Research, which is usually very, 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 very reliable, and they're talking about the nanoparticles that they put in there to so-called turbocharge the European vaccine. Now, I just hope and pray that they haven't snuck it into our vaccine, because you can't trust them. You don't
know what's going to be in the vaccine. Well, we've had medical workers at the vaccine companies call in, and I've seen reports that, no, there's different versions, but, no, they have the interleukin or whatever it's called that Dr. Horowitz on yesterday. They're saying that it is in the vaccines, or at least some of them.
It may very well be, but see, we can't trust them, because they have put things into the vaccines in the past. And they will say, well, we didn't know it was there. Well, they can say that. But when they did know it was there, they continued to distribute it. And I'm talking about specifically the polio vaccine, the original polio vaccine.
SV40.
And when they found out it had a cancer virus in it, they continued disseminating it. And they've contaminated the whole population of the world. About 30% of our population today still carries that cancer vaccine, that cancer virus. It was in the original polio vaccine. One reason why the incidence of bone cancer and brain cancer and lymphoma and mesothelioma and ependymoma and medulloblastoma in children has gone up, and when they biopsy them, they find evidence of this cancer-producing virus that was introduced into our population through the original polio vaccine.
And no doubt by design, and German news is reporting that they're growing it again in the same monkeys that have the SV40 for the virus stock in the European vaccines.
Well, God help those people over there, supposedly. And all we know is what they tell us, Alex. Supposedly, the American vaccine is going to be grown in the yolk of eggs. But then we get the chicken viruses. That's the frightening thing about this. And they've introduced so many viruses from so many animals. God gave us an immune system that allows us to fight off animal viruses. They can't get into our bodies unless you inject them with a needle.
Well, what about how for 5 years the FDA approved, it's now in wide use, not just irradiation of the meat, but they're now spraying in Latin, I can't pronounce it, that means bacteria-eating virus. They grow it in giant vaccine tanks with other viruses and RNA and are now spraying it on most meats we get at the store.
Well, I'm very concerned that so much of what they're doing to our food supply, it will lead to terrible problems. Certainly, we know that the genetically modified corn that they, they have introduced across America, and of course, it is contaminating our entire corn supply here. And chickens are a lot smarter than people. Chickens won't eat it. We know that it actually causes infertility in pigs. We know that studies have been done in Russia that shows it causes the genetically modified corn actually creates infertility in animals in Russia. And the people wanted to get the information out and were told you can't disseminate the information. It's all about population control. We know that the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Monsanto and a similar very large genetic modification company over in Switzerland are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to store seeds in vast vaults up above the Arctic Circle on a little island there. And nobody's asked, why are they storing all these seeds for corn and for wheat and for all the other vegetables and things, in these vaults where they'll be permanently frozen? And it should be very obvious. All of these people are dedicated to population control, and they want the seeds for when they start all over again.
They've stated this. In fact, the MI 6 officer. He was OSS who wrote the James Bond novels that were made into movies. He wrote Moonraker. And in that, the global elite and this head banker want to kill everybody on Earth. They, the eugenics pure, go to a space station. While they kill everybody on Earth, they're going to come back. But in the real government documents, they're not going to space. They've got the underground bases. And I saw a Reuters article 2 weeks ago. In fact, we can pull that up. UN chief or UN head visits Seed Vault. And it's this photo of the big armored mountain and the troops guarding the Ark. And then you read the transhumanists. They admit, which are the eugenicists, that they do plan to kill us. And they're putting in the police state grid to then carry out the medical mayhem and murder. And I want the troops and military to know something. I know this is probably going to go ahead and go to fruition. Just know you're going to be judged at your own hand. The masters you've served for are going to murder you and your family as well. Go ahead and laugh. Just remember, as you're dying with your family years from now, you asked for it, you were warned, you wanted to be part of it. Dr. Monteith?
Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And the people within the military who are carrying out the orders of our leaders who have killed, I don't know if you'll have read the article by the shoe thrower of the man, of course, who threw the shoes at George Bush. He talked about the million Iraqis who were killed. He talked about the million widows there. He talked about the 5 million orphans in Iraq today. He talked about the suffering there, the people, how they turned the Arabs against one another. One time, the Sunnis, the Shias, the Christians got along well together. But since the Americans came in, the Christians have been driven out, and of course, everybody is everybody else's throat, and we are sending in Asian provocateurs to commit acts of terrorism to maintain this division. But this is all because the American people haven't had the courage to stand up. Oh, they voted for Barack Obama, who is, of course, expanding the war in Afghanistan today because he is a servant of the elite. And we're talking about the Trilateral Commission, as you do as well, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, this financial elite led by David Rockefeller, who has a different worldview because he worships a different God. And until people understand that there is a powerful spiritual force, a Luciferian force behind everything going on today, and they really hate humanity, and that's why they're storing the seeds. So they will have them there.
Well, when there are videos of Maurice Strong, as you know, saying we're going to destroy the entire industrial base through the world government. I mean, they're doing it now. Doctor, I remember when I was first on your show back in 99 when I was out there covering Operation Urban Warrior in Oakland with the Marines trying to confiscate our guns on video. Look how much has happened now. Everywhere they've got troops on the streets. I mean, the reports, it's just intensifying incrementally.
Well, certainly, but on the other hand, you know, more and more Americans are getting to know what's going on. I think that the other side is frightened. I think they're going to start moving very, very rapidly. I think that this march that we had in Washington, D.C., I think it was the 12th of September, and it's probably between a million and a half people were there. I think that this really has them disturbed because this was an amazing thing. In fact, there would have been a lot more people there if they hadn't turned back the buses and the cars and people trying to come and join in that demonstration. You are waking up an awful lot of people, you and certainly a few of the others who have.
Yeah, but the problem is they then put the operative Glenn Beck in there to lead them. We wake the people up, and then we turn them over to Glenn Beck.
Well, he's as phony as a $3 bill. He would not. Everybody has to understand that Glenn Beck would not be on national television if he was telling the truth. So, basically, he's going to say some things that are absolutely right, you agree with, but that's the old bait and switch technique. He gets in there, he gets your confidence, and then he gives you a lot of information that is frankly not true. And that's why I think people, you know, look to you for leadership. They look to you for reliable information. I appreciate so much you're getting that information out, and you must be ruffling a lot of feathers because you're getting so much opposition. People are saying you've got to get that guy off the air. They're saying that locally here in Santa Cruz. And of course, hopefully our station manager is going to have the courage to keep you off. But to me, people are beginning to wake up. I've been at this for 47 seeing more people upset now, and especially when they're threatening our health care workers being fired. And let me say that the health care workers who are there, just tell them, if you fire me, and I'm going to sue you, and I will tell any of them, I'll come back and testify you. First of all, this is, you do not need to take the shot, because by the time they have the vaccine for the H1N1 influenza virus, why, the epidemic is going to be just about over. It's already peaking out as we speak today. But they've got 195 million doses of the vaccine. What are they going to do with it? They've got to give it to the people. That's why they want to double up on the amount of mercury they're going to give to our children. Every child less than 10 years of age, they want to give them not one but two swine flu shots.
Doctor, absolutely. And the key point you make here from the CDC's own website is it's now going to be peaking in the next couple of weeks. Why then, for something incredibly mild, are they doing this? They're just fear-mongering this event to be able to expand their control. But going back to radio stations, plug the local station I'm on.
It's KOMY here in the Monterey Bay area, and they're doing a great job of getting your information out. And I hear, but very, very few people object to it. Most people really appreciate what you're saying.
I know that MZ, the owner of those stations, has had me on two different ones.
Right.
And I know it's been very popular, but he has said there are people viciously, a minority, saying, get me off. I want to explain something to those people. 10 years ago, or about 9 years ago, I was offered a national radio slot. I was told I would be the next Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck wasn't on the scene yet. They said, we need a young Rush Limbaugh, no more New World Order, no more Federal Reserve. You reach out and grab people on the radio. And of course, as a journalist, you know, they said, this is a private meeting. You're not going to discuss this, non-disclosure, but this is the offer. And then I had some other offers along the road. And if I wanted to be on 500, 600 radio stations and be making $50 million a year like Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh, I could have done it. The money means nothing. When you know they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines, when you know they've designed the plastics to leach estrogen mimickers on record, that's BBC Today, to sterilize you, when you know you have no future, why would I take $50 million and go live in a mansion and sit there and lie to people all day? The truth is what matters. We have no future. This is a cold-blooded killing machine. This isn't just some boss hog offering me $50 million to hang out with him and Roscoe Pico train. There's no survival. This is making a deal with the devil. You know, Daryl Rundus, a friend of mine, Dr. Monteith, always gives the analogy of, for selling out, if I offered you $1,000 for your eyes, would you take it, Dr. Monteith?
Absolutely not.
If I offered you? What if I offered you $1 million or $1 billion?
Nothing, because freedom is the most important thing we have.
Your eyes, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, to finish the statement, your eyes are just a window to the soul. How much money would I take for my soul? So, folks, you don't hurt me when you get me taken off the air. You hurt yourselves. I've told you the truth. It hurts me at a level of wanting to reach new people to warn them, for all those women listening who can go Google Gardasil deaths and find out how many people it's killing so they don't kill their daughter or maim them. So when you try to take me off the air, it is on you murdering those young girls. And if you want that on your soul, my God, just be forewarned. So I want to make that clear, that there's nothing I'd like better, Dr. Monteith, than to quit this show and stop doing this. This is a burden. And so people that think they get me by attacking me or lying about me or doing that, and they attack the station owners that have courage to put me on, you folks don't even know where I'm coming from. And so I just feel sorry for you. Dr. Monteith, go ahead.
Well, I admire what you do, Alex. You do it so well. You do it better than anybody else I know, because you speak with this intensity. People have to understand, as Alex said, first of all, the H1N1 infection, swine flu, is a very mild disease. In fact, in the initial study that they did over in Australia, where they actually, this is the study published in the New England Journal of Medicine on the 10th of September, and this is the vaccine trial that they're using to justify using the vaccine in the United States. Only they tested an entirely different vaccine in Australia, one that had the adjuvant in it, the squalene edge of it. But what was really so interesting about the study, although they didn't lay it up, was that they got all these people recruited. They were wanted to get these studies done as quickly as they could, so they tested all of them ahead of time to see if they had antibodies to the infection, to the swine flu infection, because first they wanted, you know, they figured probably one or two of them would have. They found that 14% of one group already been infected, and 39% of another group had already been infected. In other words, they were already immune to the disease, and if they all they could accomplish by giving them, the vaccine was going to boost their immunity to the disease they were already immune to. Most of the people in the United States have had this disease already, but they can't let them know they got 195 million doses of the vaccine.
Stay there. Got a break.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life to
way up north, way up north, north to Alaska.
We're going to talk to Mike and Matt, Chris in Maryland, Dan in the Philippines. We'll go to Dan here in just a moment for the next two segments, and I'm going to get into a host of other issues in the next hour. What Dr. Monteith keeps trying to point out here while I'm interrupting is, there's so many facets that are popping into my mind here, is what I've already read in the mainstream news. It's admitted that upwards of 30% of people where they test for the antibodies already have it in many nations. It's very mild. So what is this all about? Well, if they want to have a scare, they have to monger for months. And so clearly this is a way to just sell vaccines, set the precedent to make people take them, and get everybody into this medicalized tyranny. Dr. Monteith.
Well, I've never seen in all this 47 years I've had this such a dramatic, coordinated campaign by means of communication to convince us we've got to take this H1N1 vaccine. So obviously for anybody out there in the listening audience, you can realize the control they have. They control literally almost every major media outlet in the United States. I mean, why would they be talking about this? This is such a mild disease that, as Alex says, most people don't even know they've had the disease. In the study, which what they used to justify giving the vaccine, in one group, 39% didn't even know they had the illness, and yet they already had antibodies to it and were immune to it. And certainly by the time they get around to giving the vaccine, the majority of people will have the illness, and it's not going to be a problem. So obviously there's another agenda.
It's a giant hoax, and that other agenda is clearly eugenics. And you have the internal CDC report admitting it's going to cause and has caused in the past similar vaccines, neurological disorders. Let's talk to Dan in the Philippines. You're on the air with Dr. Stan Monteith. Go ahead.
Hello, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. I just wanted to let the audience know about a new, or not new, it's a tool on the internet to, you know, when they talk to their friends, you know, everyone says they're connected, they say, how? You know, there's some things out there called nndb.com, like no name database, or however you want to say it, nndb.com, and mucketey.com, mucketey.com. And they provide a vast resources of how everyone is connected. I only can hear, you know, previous days of your shows because I get them from when it's the day after, but when I was hearing about Partnership for New York, it's the most diabolical partnership I've ever seen. You know, Rockefeller, Carbis, crazy people connected in there. And you can see
visually. Yeah, for folks that don't know, Dr. Horowitz has filed an affidavit with the FBI showing a criminal racketeering conspiracy with the Partnership for New York and the Rockefellers behind this whole inoculation hoax. I appreciate your call. Dr. Monteith, the Rockefellers, I mean, eugenics, every time we turn over some evil rock, the Rockefellers are under it.
They certainly are. And, of course, they've been at it for, you know, better part of a century. And it goes all the way back, first to old John D. and then his son. And these people, you know, at the beginning of the 20th century, in the early 1900s, were already funding the laboratory at Cold Harbor. It was busy creating new diseases at that time. They always have wanted to eliminate the majority of the people in the world. And, of course, basically all one has to do is read the scriptures and find out, you know, the rider of the pale horse is going to kill a quarter of the population of the world. I have the writings of Barbara Marx Hubbard, who is deeply involved in Luciferianism, who wrote a book called The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation. She didn't write it. It was channeled to her by a demonic spirit. Boy, she said, we're going to kill a quarter of the population of the world, but that is not your job. That is ours, my dear, because we are the riders of pale horse death.
And then they have the Earth First Battalion in the military. They've got a whitewash coming out, Men Who Stare at Goats, with George Clooney about it. We'll be right back in 1 minute with more calls. Dr. Stan Monteith, I'm Alex Jones.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.